AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Travis McMichael is reversing his plan. The man in Georgia convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery withdrew his guilty plea on a federal hate crime charge. A judge rejected terms of a plea deal for McMichael that was met with passionate objections by Arbery's parents. Employers stepped up hiring last month. The AP's Ben Thomas reports 467,000 jobs were added.
This is a very good number.
Gus Fauché is chief economist at PNC Financial Services.
We were expecting a decline because of the Omicron variant. Some people weren't able to work because they were sick with COVID or caring for family members, but we actually saw a nice jump in employment.
And the Labor Department revised December's jobs number upward from 199,000 to 510,000. And wage gains have been strong.
Workers are in short supply, so businesses are raising pay to attract workers. And that is very good news for workers, particularly because we expect to see inflation slow over the course of 2022.
So in sum,
the job market is looking very, very solid right now.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
So far, stocks have been mixed in early trading on Wall Street. Chinese President Xi Jinping declared the Winter Games open during a ceremony in Beijing. Athletes Zhao Zhuwen and Dinajir Yilimuzhang, a member of the country's Uyghur Muslim minority, delivered the final Olympic flame. The choice of Yilimuzhang was steeped in symbolism. Critics say the Beijing government has abused and oppressed Uyghurs on a massive scale. Two flag bearers at the opening ceremony were forced out. U.S. bobsledder Elena Myers-Taylor had to give up her spot after testing positive for the coronavirus. U.S. Virgin Islands skeleton athlete Katie Tannenbaum revealed she, too, had tested positive. Minnesota's attorney general will join a review of the fatal shooting of a black man, Amir Locke, by Minneapolis police as they served a search warrant. This is AP News. In the middle of the Winter Olympics, the focus in the U.S. will shift to Los Angeles next weekend and the Super Bowl. One of the tenants of SoFi Stadium, the Rams, play the Cincinnati Bengals. L.A.'s Von Miller is getting ready for his third Super Bowl.
You just want to leave it all out there every single day in preparation. You want to leave it all out there in the field, leave it all out in the film room to really give yourself your best chance at success come next Sunday.
This is just the second season for Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. He initially didn't want to be a quarterback.
I got to my first Pee Wee practice, and the coach at the time, Coach Sam Smathers, I still see him all the time when I go back home, and he basically just asked me if I wanted to be quarterback, and I said, no, not really. But then he was like, well, you're going to be quarterback. Too bad.
Joe Burrow ended up winning the Heisman Trophy and national championship at LSU before becoming the top overall pick in the 2020 draft. Now he has a chance to win the Super Bowl. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.